No matter what time of year it is in the NFL, there's always something happening, even for a team like the Browns, who aren't in the playoffs. Here's a rundown of what to expect over the next few months and kind of the major tentpole events that fans can look forward to. January 24th, that'll be the first day of practices at the Senior Bowl, where the Browns will be the coaches of the South team. January 28th will be the game that you can see on NFL Network. February 15th is a day that may or may not be a big day for the Browns. That's the day where teams can franchise or transition players. The Browns haven't done that in a few years since they put Phil Dawson on the franchise tag for a second consecutive year. They have until March 1st to make that decision on whether or not they want to franchise one player on their roster. A little bit later this year, but still one of the biggest events of the offseason, starts February 28th in Indianapolis, when the Browns and every other team converge on Indianapolis for the NFL Scouting Combine. The Combine transitions right into the start of the new league year, which means free agency opens. On March 7th, teams can start meeting with agents of prospective free agents to hammer out deals, and on March 9th at 4 p.m., that's when those deals can become official and teams can really start signing the top free agents available on the market. And, as we mentioned earlier, the big event is the NFL Draft, set for April 27th in Philadelphia. That'll run for 3 days, and the Browns will be busy with 5 picks in the top 65. For the rest of these dates and more information, check out clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.